There's a real danger because this particular passage I have heard preached several times prior to this year, and there's all sorts of things we could do. We could talk about the different parts of the armor and how they protect a person's body, the imagery that Paul uses. We could talk about the sources of their protection, their power, all sorts of things we could talk about. But I want to talk about three things that go along with this passage. The first one is the question, do we really need to be protected? Most of us, I think, believe that we're pretty capable of taking care of ourselves, thinking things through. We don't need protection. We're secure. But we need to understand that Paul is not talking about the kind of security that we get from having the ability to put a deadbolt on the door or a security system in our yard, or even the kind of security we get from having competence in a certain area of knowledge, the ability to figure out things within our in our skill area, if you will. We're talking about spiritual matters, about the things that attack more quietly and invisibly, if you will, not so so easy to put our hands on, and yet sometimes manifest themselves in awful ways, like the violence that we see in crime, or the violence we see in abuse, or some of the injustices that come from greed. So Paul is inviting us to take a little kind of a deeper look at things. And so the reality is that we all need protection. We need the protection that God gives. We need it because sometimes our hearts misguide us. Sometimes our emotions get in the way, either by anger or frustration. Sometimes we are misled by our gut instincts. And we're also sometimes misled in our thinking. Something might sound like a good idea. Something might seem to strengthen us and encourage us, but if we work it through and see what the outcome of it is, we might find that it doesn't work the way it was promised. One way I can suggest this is just incredible to me, because when I was growing up in the 60s, you know, people were getting into this idea of living together to see if marriage would work. Well, the funny thing about that is that while people said it sounded like a good idea, it also was statistically proved that those people who lived together before marriage had a greater likelihood of not making the marriage work. Kind of one of those strange things. It makes sense, but in the outcome, it doesn't necessarily work. And so we have a tendency, I believe, to be misled by our hearts, by our minds. We have the capacity to be fooled. And we hear stories of this often. The capacity to be misled, fooled, taken by all sorts of people and all sorts of ideas. We need protection. We need protection. The other part of this is that we need to accept, if you will, the whole of what God gives us. We can't just put on a helmet and be safe. We cannot just get our thinking straight and be right. We also have to protect our heart. And frankly, we have to have good shoes on. And we have to have that belt of righteousness that holds things together. And we need that shield to be able to move. We also need something to be able to respond with. We need to know what God's Word says. We need to be able to know with confidence what God has said to God's people to counteract the attacks that come to our minds and hearts and to our lives. It all works together. It all works together to protect us. It's not just our thinking, not just our hearts, not just our willingness to do things, not just knowing the Bible. It's all of this together. For instance, if you were to go out in combat and you were to go out with your Kevlar vest on and you have all your body armor on but you don't have your helmet on, would you be safe? No. No right-thinking soldier or Marine in our nation, given and issued those pieces of equipment, are going to go out and do what they do without benefit of those pieces of equipment. The danger is real. The danger of us being misled is just as real. And it affects all of us, not just those who are in some far-off battlefield. There's a good chance that each and every one of us will be assailed in some way by the forces of evil, the principalities and powers, if you will, to be misguided in our thinking, misguided in our judgment, even misguided in saying we're not going to do something, sort of having feet of clay, if you will, believing that that's okay. So finally, I invite you to think about these, a lot of military metaphors here of late and in this sermon, but to translate that and think about the life that we try to live and what we're trying to do as a church and what we're being about as part of God's kingdom. And ask yourself, am I taking advantage of what God has issued to me in order to walk with God in a faithful way? Think to yourself, am I protecting my thinking? Am I guarding my heart? Am I quick to act in love and slow to act in vengeance? Am I able to parry, if you will, the hurts and stings and arrows that are slung at me by what people say and do in my life? Do I take time to read the Scriptures to align my mind with God's mind? Ask yourselves these questions, and then as you answer them, walk carefully that you might have the whole armor of God in place. One thing that I'd like to point out about the armor of God is, and this is kind of the final thing, all the things that God gives us, all the things that God gives us to protect us from evil, for the principalities and powers, protect our front, the shield, the breastplate, the helmet, the boots. They're all things that we would use if we're facing the enemy. And so that's the final encouragement. Face the enemy. For what God has issued to protect you will take care of what God, what evil will send at you. But if you turn around and face God too often and put your back to evil, what's exposed? Your whole being. One of the ways that we march facing evil is remembering to keep Christ at the center, not just as individuals, but as congregation and as a church. Because with God protecting our backside, so to speak, we can face the evil. But if we turn and face God, we're neither deflecting the evil that is flown at us, but we're also exposing ourselves to a danger far greater than physical death. So please, take the whole armor of God, wear it, practice wearing it, wear it well, and let it protect you from evil. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.